Blog Talk Radio.
Benjamin Brothers Realty presents The Michael Van Tol Show, an inspirational community affairs program produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in providing support services for new businesses. Call 248-516-8300. Benjamin Brothers Realty can help you buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing. Call them at 331-248-7120 to find them, fix them, and flip them. And now, author, recording artist, community worker, and Cass Tech graduate, Michael Van Tol.
This is the Michael Van Tol Show, an inspirational community affairs program. My name is Michael Van Tol. This podcast is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC, and brought to you by Benjamin Brothers Realty and the warrior lawyer, Johnny Hawkins. The Sunday morning team is here. Well, two of us right now, and we expect a few more to join us in the next few minutes. But on is political analyst, home care advocate, Henrietta Ivey. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to the amazing missionary Hattie Humphrey. We miss you so much. I hope everything is well with you, my queen. Good morning to all of our team members who will be joining us real soon, and good morning to all the listeners in Detroit.
Yes, and I think I'm going to make that my mission over the next couple of weeks to make sure that Detroit's spiritual ambassador, missionary Hattie Humphrey, joins us on the program. I do talk to her on a regular basis. Sometimes we get together for breakfast, it's been a while since she's been on. We got to get her back because she founded.
Yeah, love to have that.
Highlight.
Though, have her back on it.
That's right, and that's the person that I started out with on the radio, and so yes, we definitely have to have missionary back on with us, even if it's just to say hello and to greet everybody and for us to talk to her. Stephen Caffey, International Police and Fire Chaplains Association. Good morning, Chaplain.
Good morning to you, Mike. Good morning to the missionary. Good morning to our amazing team. Amen. And shout out to Detroit this morning. Sorry, I'm late.
No problem. Unfortunately, our guest, health and wellness advocate for Total Life Changes, Jerry K. McClinton, will not be able to join us this morning. She had some illness in the family, and so we will reschedule her, maybe try to get her on for next week. But, you know, it's all about healthy living. And Henrietta, you said you were familiar with Total Life Changes, the company. I said I only found out about it when I met Jerry, but you said you are familiar with it too.
Yeah, I was among the affiliates, and it's a very good company. They have amazing products. I live by the Nutriverse liquid vitamin, and the teas are absolutely amazing. I sold a lot of the weight loss tea, but they have so many different brands of teas, and they're very, very good products. And the company itself, that's a very good company. So, yeah, I would tell anybody if they want to start a health wellness journey, that would be one of the companies or one of the products that I would definitely recommend for those who are trying to get their healthy living lifestyle in place, and that's one of the companies I would recommend to you
yes.
to choose.
And I'm excited about talking to Jerry K. McClinton and finding out details and updates, you know, about the products, about the company, and about what she's doing too. So, yeah, we'll definitely have a reschedule because it's so important now, you learn some things over in your life. You know, there are some things that you did at 20 that you wouldn't do now, you know. There's some habits and lifestyle things that you did when you were 20 that you won't do now. But one of the things that I'm finding out, almost everybody in my peer group now is concerned about healthy living. It didn't just make me to think about this, you know, when we were in our 20s and 30s. We were just living life, living large.
You will be thinking about it. Sure was not.
That's right. But now it's a whole different story. I tell you, we thinking about healthy life now, ain't we? I tell you.
Yes, we are.
It's something
but
that
you know
learn.
What, Michael? I can I can honestly say, Michael, and I mean it with everything. I've always lived a healthy lifestyle, and I say that
really?
In high school. In high school, I was an athlete. I was athletic. I wouldn't say athlete. I'm very athletic. But you know, everybody was eating chips and pops, and I'm not getting me wrong. I ate my chips and my pops and cookies and cakes too. But when I got my allowance, I was buying apples, cucumbers, bananas, oranges. I was walking down the street with a cucumber in my hand and salt and pepper and apples and bowls of watermelon. And people looked at me like, you know, what's wrong with this crazy chick? You eat fruit and vegetables. And I was eating raw broccoli. I was doing all of that in my teenage years because I'm an advocate reader. So I would read about stuff like healthy living and what is good to go with the body. And, you know, when you come from a very large family, you don't always get the opportunity, you know, especially a single home family, to eat like you need to eat. Your parents or your caregiver's goal is to make sure that you're full. Not so much on the nutrition of things, but I learned that at a very young age. So I'm always advocating about it. You know, even now as an older, you know, person, it's not hard for me to jump off of the meat wagon or, you know, the unhealthy liver, because I know how it works to eat those fruits and those vegetables and those grains and, you know, try to keep your body and your organs in top shape. But as you said, as we get older, we start to think about that, and which is, you know, I think it's a good thing because, it's, you know, to do it now then never do it to me would be a disservice to your body. So it's the one body we're going to get. That's the only body we have. So
that's right. This is it. And, you know, one thing that I think kept me over the years is I ate a lot of vegetables. Our family, when I was growing up and now, vegetables are a big part of our meals. And it's included, and I think that's probably what has helped me health-wise over the years. Let me welcome some more. The team is chiming in right now. I tell you, now the team is coming. Gospel artist and Minister Randall Smith. Good morning, Preacher Smith.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Just fine. The Sunday morning is team. How are you this beautiful Sunday morning?
All is well.
Well,
I was getting better.
Great. See, you got a praise report. That's a praise report, you know?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
So
we're getting ready to do a major record deal. And,
that's right. That's right. God is moving.
Saturday morning, team. I got a young lady that owns a restaurant downstairs, and she wants us to downtown, and she wants us to come see about it.
Well, look. That's why they call it the Sunday morning team. You just have to let us know, get in our group chat, and just let us know.
Mm-hmm.
We will do what we can.
Yep.
When you and I meet on this week, I got a lot to lay down to tell you about. So.
Well, that God is
got
moving.
Another artist. I got another artist. See what we're going to bring her on the show.
Okay. Well, God is moving. This is the year. We talked about it. This is the year. Let me welcome lifestyle editor, author, speaker, podcaster, Kimberly Batchelor Davis. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team. Shout out to Missionary Hattie Humphrey this morning, and good morning, Detroit.
Great. All right. We've got news and weather. As I said, Jerry Kay McClinton, our guest this morning, she had the illness in her family, and she wasn't able to come on, so she asked if she could be rescheduled as soon as possible, so I'm hoping that we can get her connected in for next Sunday morning, and we can hear more about healthy living. We'll be right back with news and weather after these messages.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. called Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
He's a member of the Realty.
We find him and fix him and fix him and flip him. We find him and fix him.
We find him and fix him and flip him. We find him and fix him and flip him. We find him and fix him. We find him and fix him. We find him and fix him and flip him.
Listen, we find him and fix him and flip him. We fix him and then we equip him. Got him drippin' with style. Got him like wow. Now everyone wants to know how. If you wanna do it yourself, you can generate generational wealth. It's so comprehensive and it's not expensive. It's such a financial help. You'll appreciate how we articulate when we communicate and we educate and we motivate and we innovate. It's
Benjamin Brothers Real Estate. Benjamin Brothers Real Estate.
If you want to buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing, please call 331-248-7120 or email us at bbrosrealty@gmail.com. That's bbrosrealty@gmail.com.
And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I promise you that everything is
all right, I'm back. There's some interesting things in the news this week. Archaeologists in London have unearthed dozens of Roman tweezers in Great Britain. It reveals that the ancient Roman culture's obsession with hairlessness. The simple tools would have been used not only for plucking eyebrows, but for removing any unwanted hair, including armpits. They also discovered skin scrapers and makeup applicators. The advantages of tweezers was that it was safe, simple, and cheap, but unfortunately, it wasn't pain-free. The ancient Romans greatly valued personal hygiene, attending communal baths daily, ear scoops, nail cleaners, and tweezers. Hair removal was often performed by slaves. According to Roman historians, it was common to hear the cries of people getting their armpits plucked. Interesting. I look for the interesting. That was interesting. CNN is reeling from turmoil. For 18 months, CNN has steadily, the turmoil at CNN has steadily gotten worse as the years progress. Popular evening and morning host Don Lemon was recently fired. Now the president of CNN has been fired. Remember, Chris Cuomo was dismissed after unethical involvement with his brother, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's political affairs. Then Jeff Zucker resigned due to an affair with an employee. The Don Lemon was ousted due to his sexist remarks against women and notorious live on-the-air comments while under the influence of alcohol, usually on New Year's Eve or other holiday programs. Finally, the CNN chief Chris Licht, L-I-C-H-T, Chris Licht was fired due to a string of bad decisions, including the recent Trump town hall, which seemed to favor and promote Donald Trump, who's now under two indictments with more to come. New Haven, Connecticut has agreed to pay $45 million to Randy Cox to settle a lawsuit after police transported him handcuffed without a seatbelt in the back of a police van following his arrest last year, the mayor announced Saturday. As you may recall, Randy Cox was paralyzed from the chest down as a result of his injuries, and two police officers were fired. The officers dragged him from his feet out of the van. They dragged him by his feet out of the van and threw him into a holding cell. He was eventually sent to a hospital. Unfortunately for the citizens of Connecticut, it's going to cost $45 million, but the problem is Randy Cox cannot walk. He is he is paralyzed from the chest down as a result of that.
Chest down. So no arm movement, no.
That's no, true. No. Mm-hmm. So $45 million.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
A funeral home, a Maryland funeral home owner is accused of killing mm-hmm. a pallbearer at a funeral service for a 10-year-old mm-hmm. this week. The pallbearer was an owner of a rival funeral home, and he confronted him as he carried the casket for the 10-year-old. The shooter, Wilson Chavis, also confronted a second employee, shot at a second employee at the funeral home before fleeing in his car and quickly arrested by police. Some of these things, I just don't believe the stories, that these are real stories.
Michael, yeah, I was looking at that as you brought that up. I was scrolling through some articles in NBC News, which that's why I subscribe to, for political information, and this mm-hmm. came across, and I'm like, wow. Like, really, did this just really happen?
I know. Funeral home owner shoots and kills a rival funeral home owner. Wow. Wow. All right. My last news story. According to the AP, Associated Press, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed into law legislation banning the use of handheld cell phones while driving a vehicle on Michigan's roads. The law takes effect June 30th, just in time for July 4th weekend. The new law bans drivers from holding a cell phone while driving. Supporters say the law will result in safer roads and fewer deaths. Michigan is the 26th state to enact hands-free or a distracted driving law. You cannot talk, text, watch, or record videos, look at social media, or read emails with a handheld cell phone. Governor Whitmer says drivers should expect a statewide awareness campaign followed by an aggressive mm-hmm. enforcement campaign. What I expect is that the state police departments, county sheriffs, and the Michigan State Police will make a ton of money from this new law.
They are giving out tickets
to people on cell phones. Yeah. And let me discuss this right now with the Sunday morning team. All I know is that I'm going to have to leave my cell phones packed away somewhere in a bag or something, because I routinely pull up to a stoplight or stop sign and look at my text messages, or I look at my phone to see who called me, who texted me. And the problem with this law is that you just have to hold the cell phone and you can get a ticket.
Right.
So mm-hmm. I know people already told me that they're going to go out and get some earbuds now. I know people that drive around and hold their phone. I did not do that. I had already started. I use my Bluetooth already.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, but they're going to make a ton of money. And it's like, this is something that you really have to change now, your mindset, because it's
mm-hmm.
so
yep.
It's going to be so easy to just grab your phone and look at it while you're driving, or have it in your hand, or when mm-hmm. you stop at a light. You cannot even look at it at the light. I can't do that anymore.
Right.
So I gotta stop that.
This is crazy. So for everyone that has a brand new car, because mm-hmm. then I'm talking about myself, I have an older model car, so I don't necessarily have the fancy screen where you can touch or you can speak to it and it pulls up whatever. So
well,
I just set my phone.
I just moved mm-hmm. into the new era with this new Mazda 6. So, but before I was stuck in 2006 and 2007. So now I'm finally in the 2020s.
Right.
So I do have
all that now.
So I don't have any excuse to even, I don't have to pick up my phone at all. So you're right, Kimberly. The newer cars.
Yeah, but you have the hands-free thing, too. So with my phone, I just used to connect my phone to my hands-free device in my SUV. And it's not always all the time, but there are times I still have to navigate. So I've learned to just put, mm-hmm. you know, connect my phone to my system and then just put in the address. and let it navigate me from there. But that's, you know,
right.
There are times I forget to cut it off, and I'm wondering why I'm not getting sound on my phone because it's still connected to my system. It has its perks and it has its drawbacks. But I have to say this. I'm kind of glad there is some type of law, only because I've been nearly hit by people who are on their phone or they're driving super slow, impeding traffic because they're on their phone. So there is a reason for it, and then it cuts out probably a lot of fatalities because I've seen people literally run into literally brick walls because they're on their phone.
And this is something I want to cover with the sheriff when he comes on too, because we're going to reschedule Wayne County Sheriff Ray Washington on pretty soon too. And right during these holidays, and I think I'm going to call and see if we can set it up right around the holiday, because there's a lot of driving, drunk driving. There's a lot of driving. There's going to be the law. There's going to be, you know, the sheriff's in charge of the voting and things too. So there's a lot to cover. But, you know, one time if you look away from what you're doing, your car travels hundreds of feet in just a short few seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And I was driving on 696 once, and it was heavy traffic. And I just looked at my text, and I, like, bumped the car in front of me. Just in such a short time, I looked at that car, and I thought I had enough space. I looked at a text, and, you know, I just tapped the car in front of me. That was scary because I didn't realize how much ground I covered. And that was, you know, one of the things that a wake-up call me, like, hey, Mike, get off that phone, stop that texting, because it's a great law because – You may have heard of some of the accidents and deaths that have occurred. Do you know so many of these accidents now are because somebody was texting? And they can tell. They can tell because they can tell what time you had the accident, and they can look at your cell phone to see if it coordinates with the time of the impact. Science. You cannot hide and run from it.
Yeah.
It is very obvious that you were texting when the accident occurred. It's scary, and there are many people who have died just because somebody was texting. And not only just texting.
But here's my concern. And this, when I heard it, I thought the same thing that you guys are talking about. I've seen people just laying on the phone. Like, they got their phone up to the ear, they driving, and, you know, you didn't see the light change, you know, they going through, or they driving slower than they should, or driving faster in some cases. But we have a problem in this country. We like to profile people. And so I have a mounted device in my car that allows me to put my phone in. So if I pass by the police because I have direction going, because I get lost all the time. And like you said, Henrietta, you have to put the direction on. Sometimes you have to adjust it because the sound isn't good or whatever it is. Are the police going to look at me extra hard to see if what I'm doing? I don't know. We already do that well in this country.
I think when somebody gets pulled over now, the police are, first of all, the police are going to be watching. They already watch the seatbelt. And they're going to be watching now. You know they have binoculars. And I'm telling you, you're talking about, forget about speeding tickets. These police departments are going to go after cell phone tickets. And you mentioned something, Kimberly, about, I used to think, you know, now that I'm working and on the road for the commissioner, I used to think I knew Detroit and where things were. Do you know, even if I think I know now, I key in my address in my navigation now. So that, because there are many times I've left thinking, oh, I know where it is. It's near Grand River and Southfield. Let me just go over in that direction. I get over there, and I had not been over to that place for about 8 years, and it's not where I think it is. It's like not on Grand River, and it's not on Southfield. It's somewhere off of Fango, you know, and then I'm late or can't find it. And I have sometimes I've had to pull over and put it in my navigation, and I realize, like, I'm 5 miles away. I would have never found it. You know?
Like,
you have to put it in your GPS now. But, yeah, the technology is very helpful. But I know why they had to do it, because there have been some spectacular accidents and injuries and deaths as a result. You know, you up there reading your text or reading your email, you're driving, bam, right into the back of a 18-wheeler. You never knew because you died, you know?
There have been many
people that have been texting, reading emails, watching videos. I read a report the other day. Police have found, and I think I covered it with you guys, police have found people with a laptop watching movies. While driving.
Wow.
Reading a book while driving. They even tape the stuff to the steering wheel. When now they got audio books. You don't have to. You know.
But here's the other thing. There's a whole cottage industry on TikTok that's about people talking from their cars, where I guess they mount like a live feed or something. And they talk
Illegal now. That's illegal now.
That is illegal now, yes.
It should have been illegal.
It should have been. And, you know, you sit there and you watch the video and you're like, you're driving.
Right.
What you said was great. But you're driving.
You're
driving, Well, and they can see that directly in the camera. Like, they'll be literally driving. And they'll look up briefly, but they're most of their time is spent looking at that camera. And I'm like, you can, I can see in the videos. And I'll be telling myself, oh, my God, they are driving? I'm like, please pull over, or you can see them passing, you know, trees.
I can tell you this.
I'm like, wow.
I have some friends that do it, because I watch them on Facebook, and I see what they're doing. But now that's illegal. We're going to see some people getting pulled over and getting tickets.
Man,
so
I'm
going to
be car pulled over.
And you can go around the freeway and have a lot of cars pulled over. The tickets are not cheap. Tickets are not cheap. I think it's $100 for a first ticket.
Yeah, $100
for a first violation.
Yes.
Yes. And then if you get hit again, you got to take a driver's improvement. Yeah. And then
sometimes
you got to take a driver's training improvement course.
Right. And then the fine double. So, so the law takes effect June 30th. It's going to be right in time for the holiday weekend. So be prepared. I already got my game plan. I already know what I'm doing. I'm leaving my phone out of reach where I can't even get it. You know, it'll still register on the screen, you know, for hands, for Bluetooth and everything, as long as it's in the car. So, but the key now is not to forget one day and, like, pick up and look at something, and then here they come with, you know, got the little
down
on, got the light
now,
pulling you over, you know? Yeah.
Now I have an iPhone. It has a tool on it. It's called driving focus or something. But if your phone has that option where you can lock it while you're driving, nothing will come through. I mean, things will come through, your text messages, all of that. But people will see a message if I texted you, Michael, or you texted me, and I was driving, you will get a message that driving with focus. I will reach or connect back with you safely when I arrive at my destination or something. It's a quick little message that it puts. But the good thing about it is, for everyone that has an iPhone, if you use that feature, your phone won't necessarily ring. It just won't necessarily come through. It will silence them because you're driving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I do like the iPhone feature too.
I have a question.
You know that there's a radar up ahead. I like that feature. It says
police
radar detected.
Yep.
And I'm like, okay, great, great. And, you know, even the construction zones, you know, they you know, if you on Telegraph Road, the construction between Grand River and 8 Mile, I was driving through there the other day. It's a 35 mile per hour limit, but my GPS was on and said radar detected, and it let me know it's not only for driving 70 over 70, but it also anytime there's a radar on and live, it gives you that little update. Chaplain Kathy, you were saying something.
Yeah, when do anyone consider putting something together or implementing something that's going to help people who have had an abundance of tickets, help them get out of that situation and get their license back? Oftentimes, all I'm hearing, and I hear this from the people as a precinct delegate, you know, and being in your district, you talk to the people. And people want to know when do they get help trying to get their license back versus them implementing things and putting things in law that can put them in a position to take them. Where is the help for the people? Here it is now. You're going to cripple the people even more by implementing a law, something that's going to take more from them that they don't even have. So what if there's an emergency? Whereas you want to get on your phone and get critical evidence or get critical data, and it might be at that particular moment where you needed to do it. No, you didn't cause an accident. No, you didn't do anything. You know what I'm saying? So there should be a stipulation in that when it comes to just writing tickets because somebody had their cell phone in their hand.
But Chaplain, there is a part in the law that says that if there is an emergency and you need to use your phone, that is allowed. So there is. They did think about some of those situations where you're like reporting a crime that's in progress, or you're in an accident, or you saw an accident. Mm-hmm. So in an emergency situation, you can use your phone. Yes.
That would just make me want to just have somebody else as a designated driver, because a lot of times we have to get on our phones, especially when we're in an arena for the people. Like the police. What do you say about the police that's driving on their cell phone? Does that make it right? Is that right for them? Is it okay for them?
They already go through red lights and stop signs, so I'm sure they're going to probably. Because all they're going to say is that there was an emergency and they needed to do that. If you ask the police officer that just went through a red light, hey, why did you break the law? All he's going to say is, I was responding to an important call. That's all. That's all they're going to say.
Mm-hmm.
But they do have.
Yeah.
And then don't forget, your passengers can have a phone. Your passengers can be on a
phone.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's just the driver. Say something. The Taylor Swifties, the Taylor Swift concert, they are going crazy downtown. I heard parking prices are astronomical. I heard reports that this is the worst ever. Some of the parking prices downtown, higher than ever. Hotel rate, the average hotel rate downtown Detroit right now, $525 a night. For the past two nights, because, you know, her one concert was Friday night and one was last night.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then they've been selling out merchandise. It's been crazy down there. There's only one person that can pack them in more than Taylor Swift, Beyonce. Yes, that is something. But it's been crazy downtown. It's crazy down there today. I understand there are a number of events, including the Pride event. There's Swifties are still in town. I think there's a baseball game today, a concert today. It's a lot going on. This is one of those days where, you know, you go downtown, you're going to spend some money. You're going to spend some money. Everything you do, you're going to spend
money.
Are. Yes.
Yeah,
they got that jazz concert. They have that jazz concert. Excuse me, I'm sorry. They have that jazz concert, too, on Jefferson in Newport.
Oh, okay. What would you say, Kimberly?
So the hotel prices, that started with the Grand Prix. So the Grand Prix was last weekend. And it was, and it, I was busy with work in my working life. I had an event, and it was just not massive numbers of people, but massive amounts of traffic. And so one of the things that I heard this weekend is that everybody was telling people, okay, don't drive downtown. Do ride shares, Uber, Lyft, that type of thing, or try to carpool. Because all the parking, so for Grand Prix, they shut down certain parking lots and then pushed up prices to like $80 and $100 for some parking lots. And then
I'm
other
so glad I got my
like
parking
20.
Pass. I tell you, I share
it. I know,
my
that's right, me
pass.
Too.
You know,
but
you
I'm
know, let me say this. I went,
and I'll just walk or take the Q9 or People Mover if it's a little way. But I'll park my parking lot, and I'll walk or take the train to where I got to go. I'm so glad I got a parking pass now. Yeah.
Let me say this to you. Also, when it comes to that, you're paying all of this money to park downtown, but yet, they're not responsible for your vehicle that's on their lot. My two uncles, we went down and a deacon of the church, we went down to the Stylistics and the Spirits concert. Well, we come up out of there, my meat coat gone, and the truck. They done took the truck, all our keys, everything that we had. They took the whole truck off the lot. How do you pay all of this money for parking and your vehicle is not there when you get back and no one is responsible for that? That's crazy to me.
And you know, the thieves know that we have all of our stuff in the car because, you know, we can't take it into the venues anymore. So they know we got the car is loaded down with people's purses, money, credit cards, cell phones. And that's what they're doing now. So, I wish there was some sort of, like if you got security, you got people working there, why can't you be responsible? If it's, you know, I don't know, but I think you. Another thing I wanted to say is, you know, my lawn, I don't know about you guys, but my lawn is, like, brown. And my backyard is, like, dusty. I'm getting that. That's what I'm building up for. Because, and then I noticed on the sides of some of the freeways, the grass is brown. It's kind of, you know, and my lawn people wanted to come over and cut the grass. And I said, it's not even no rain. It's not, the grass ain't growing. You don't need to come over here and cut something that ain't even growing. My grass is the same height. My grass is the same height that it was 2 months ago. Okay? So, Kimberly Bachelor Davis, what is going on with our weather?
So right now, it's cloudy. It's 66 degrees. Expect rain today. You might see some morning showers, but the rain is going to get heavier towards the end of the day, with a high of 71 degrees today and a low of 53. Tomorrow, more scattered showers in the evening with a high of 70 and a low of 52. On Tuesday, expect rain and thunder. So we will hear thunder. With a high of 68 and a low of 53. On Wednesday, partly cloudy skies with a high of 77 and a low of 57.
My Lord.
On Thursday, more scattered showers, Michael, for your lawn. It'll be a high of 78 degrees and a low of 54. On Friday, mostly sunny with a high of 75 and a low of 53. And Saturday, partly cloudy skies with a high of 80 degrees and aloha. And that's the weather. Amen.
You know, the way you do the weather, it's so inspiring. I tell you, you were giving us something about healthy living and spiritual lifestyle when you do the weather report. I feel so good after you do the weather. You know, it lifts my spirits when you do the weather,
Kimberly.
I'm going to go be a meteorologist.
I know. It feels so good. Yeah. I'm going to feel so good with this rain today. I can't wait to be out there in the rain. We need this rain so bad. And so at least we got some rain coming this week.
We want to be dancing all up in the rain.
Yeah. Yes, I got two more things to say before I turn it over to you guys to hear from you. Number one, Commissioner McCormick had her health fair this past Thursday at the Redford Library. Hundreds of people showed up. We had about 8 vendors, including Wayne County Veterans Division, Citizen the Bank, Henry Ford Hospital, Detroit Health Connection, and that's Nurse Nikki's outfit that came to do testing, and Wayne Metro Health Choice. Oh my God, it was great. We had a great time. There were food trucks out there, ice cream. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society was there, and that's a good segue to tell everybody thank you. I've got about less than a week left in my LLS fundraising campaign. It ends on Thursday the 15th at a black tie affair at Andiamo in Warren. Thank you to those of you who are on my LLS team for all of your support and help. All I know, I don't know the final figure yet. I was glad that we made, hit over 1,000 already. I understand now it's past 2,000. I don't know what it's going to be by next Thursday, but I just hope it just keeps going higher and higher. So at least I could say I did something to raise some money to help cancer patients and their families. It's a good feeling to know, that what you're doing is going to help somebody and you're raising funds for somebody. So I think I've got 15 LLS members on my team that are helping me. And Mara Mosby and Shantae Mosby, they are leading the team. Of course, Shantae is on my team at Michigan Ocean, but her cousin Mara is number one in bringing in money on the team. And so thank you to my LLS team. Yes.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
I know. It's unbelievable. And I don't know how she did it. She just came out the gate and, but I appreciate what everybody does, and people are doing different things to help. And I'm just so glad that I was smart enough to put this team together for LLS. So thank you guys for everything. Christy Laster for allowing me to speak at Greater Pentecostal last Sunday. I really enjoyed that. And they raised money for me. So thank you to Greater Pentecostal. They put some dollars in the bucket for LLS and TULC. They did when Daryl and I had our event there. And so thank you to all of you that are on the team for your help. All right, let me go down the list. Let's hear, this is going to take us right up to 10 o'clock. So, Henrietta Ivy, go right ahead. You got the floor.
Thank you, Mike. Earlier we were talking about healthy living and what is considered healthy living. But, of course, we know that, it's the way a person eats, how a person is resting, and it's also environmental. And I say that because right now, during this forest fire that we had over in Canada, a lot of those air particles have reached over here in our state. And Detroit was on the list of having, amongst the list of having the worst air quality in the nation. And it was predominantly black neighborhood that actually was catching the bulk of that pollutant. So I was wanting to read a little article from the, NBC News and a little bit of it from the Detroit Free Press. I'm going to make it really quick. And I say this because we have to understand that our health issues, it's across the board. You know, it's how we eat, it's how we live, it's how we breathe. It says Detroit air quality is among the worst because of the Canadian wildfires, potentially worsening many health problems that residents of the predominantly black city have struggled with for generations. There was a resident by the name of Sandra Handy, a retiree of the Michigan Environmental Council, stated that residents have been breathing high particle matter and other toxins on a consistent basis. In other words, our air quality here in the city is very poor, and it always has been, and the forest fires did not make it any better for our breathing for people who are either elderly or people with upper respiratory or health issues. So just wanted to bring that out that when we're talking about living and how do we counteract or combat those types of issues, it definitely comes down to making sure that what you're doing prior to issues like this happening, your multivitamins, resting, all of those things are important because you just never know what you're going to be hit with. And particularly in black neighborhoods and black cities, we are very low on the totem pole when it comes to healthy living and healthy environment. And so in situations like forest fires or pandemics or any of those things that are affecting people, we are going to be hit first. So I just want to, you know, tell our listeners, make sure you're eating healthy. Make sure you're following all protocols to keep yourself safe. And if you don't have to go out during times like we've had in the last couple of days, don't go out. Just you know, keep yourself healthy. Be mindful of your children, your animals, when these type of situations come up. Unfortunately, a lot of the black major cities were hit with these high PM2.5 ratings, and Detroit was amongst the highest in the nation.
That's not good to hear at all. And those wildfires. Oh my God! There's more than one in different parts of Canada too, and all that stuff is coming down here to the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, all right. Thank you. I just saw that Charlie Langton from Fox 2 won some award for being the best reporter. You know, he's an attorney. He just switched over to being a reporter into his career as an attorney. But I like to listen to him, especially on WWJ when he does those live reports on the street. He is so authentic. You know, sometimes he makes mistakes. You know, sometimes he makes mistakes. Yep. Sometimes he forgets to turn on his mic. He forgets that he's on, that he's supposed to be on. You know, almost like a klutz sometimes. He reminds me of Columbo. Remember the detective show? It's just such a klutz. Mm-hmm. But he gets the job done. And he knows how to talk to the audience, and he knows how to talk to people on the street. But he doesn't do it in a polished, rehearsed way. And I think it's good that we got that it's like that because, you know, sometimes
he's very organic.
Some of the stuff is too rehearsed out here, and they so fake.
Right.
Sometimes I listen to some of the little back and forth on Fox 2 or Channel 4, and it sounds so fake. And I'm like, it's not even funny. The jokes aren't funny. You know, it's just filler stuff, just the talk and all that. But Charlie Langton is real. I bet you they would love to get a copy of this program to hear all these comments.
Guy. I'm talking to Charlie, and Charlie, he definitely, if he ever meet you, he will always remember you. Like, you can walk up to him, he'll even call you by name, which he has done when I've seen him in certain political settings. He'd be like, "Hey, Ms. Ivan," I'm like, "Oh, you still remember me?" So he's so organic and authentic, like you said, Michael. He's not rehearsed. He just knows how to do it.
While I do the show, I usually have CNN or I usually have the news on and I'm watching it as I'm doing the show. And he's on now. Oh, and one more thing. He's a flashy dresser. He knows how to wear those suits and tie combination and pocket squares.
Yeah.
Yes, he's got to get it. All right, Kimberly Batchelor Davis.
So I have a feel-good story. I thought this was a wonderful story, and it is around healthy living a little bit. A man named Michael can thank his lucky stars that when his heart stopped aboard an airplane, there was a healthcare angel sitting just a few rows back. Emily Rains, an acute care nurse at a hospital, was flying back from a vacation in the Bahamas with her boyfriend when the flight attendant asked, "Is there anyone on board with medical training?" The attendant over the intercom said a passenger was having a medical emergency, and Rains quickly volunteered. "On our way up there, I was trying to pregame, like, hey, if we have to do compressions, I need you to do compressions. I'll take care of everything else." Rains described the tense moments during the emergency, discussing the game plan with her boyfriend, a former nurse who now works in finance. She told CBS News that once she got to the passenger seat, he was slumped over, flush purple, and not breathing. Together, they did chest compressions, or CPR, for about 23 minutes before, with just 7 minutes until landing, their good work revived the man. He was rushed to the hospital as soon as the plane came to a halt, while Rains was treated to a hero's welcome as she returned to her seat further back in the plane. "We were amped because it's so awesome to have that feeling, and afterwards you're just like, oh, wow, we did this. We saved somebody's life," Rains exclaimed. A short time later, Rains received a message from Michael's wife expressing her deep gratitude for the saving of her husband. "I cannot possibly thank you enough for saving Michael's life. There are no words. If I could, I would like to at least make you some cookies," the woman said.
Oh, wow.
Some cookies. Wow, that's nice.
Yep.
That is very so nice. I mean, because those things do happen, you know, and to have people who are medically trained and able to jump in, it's a great thing.
Yes. Thank you, Kimberly. Thanks. Chaplain Kathy.
All right. Well, I'm not going to take y'all all the way till it end. I'm going to just be a snippet of a second. God bless you all.
Doing that, though. You're a preacher. You're capable.
I know, right? God bless America.
Amen.
The Men Support Men, we're a fraternity group that I'm a part of. We're doing a Father's Day celebration. And that's because we see all type, and it's nothing against the mothers, but we see all type of stuff out on Mother's Day for the mothers. I mean, they're selling everything. But not often do you see anybody putting something together actually for the dads, for the fathers on Father's Day. You don't see as much attention as you do for the mothers. So we're doing a celebration for the fathers. You know, you can bring your dad out. It's going to be Father's Day Sunday. It's going to be from 5 to 9. I do tickets on $25, but that includes foods and light drinks. So asking for support on that.
Chaplain, where did you say this was going to be?
It's going to be on Hamilton. I'm going to look right here at the ticket now. It's going to be on Hamilton and, in Highland Park. It's Secundus Place, 12325 Hamilton Avenue in Highland Park. It's a beautiful place, and it's a Father's Day dinner celebration. The tickets are $25, but that includes food, the entertainment. We're going to do a 50-50 raffle. So we're hoping to have a good time, and that'll be Sunday, Father's Day. So I'm asking for support on that. If you can't get the ticket now, you could send the cash out or whatever and get the ticket at the door. I'll be there at the door as well. So I'm looking for some support on that for our fathers.
Right.
If you can come out, I'll post it on my Facebook page so you guys be able to see the tickets or whatnot. But like I said, if you like to come out and you can't come and get the ticket now, you can always send the cash out and I'll have that ticket for you at the door. Seats are limited. I only have 14 tickets left. So I encourage folk to bring their dad out on that day and get the tickets while their tickets are still available. And with that, I don't want to end without saying to God be the glory. And all that we do, we must keep, we must keep God first. Keep God first. And as long as you keep God first and know that God is a jealous God, even though if he's being placed second or third, and know your worth. Know your worth for God. I'm waiting on the, excuse me, the wonderful evangelist to invite me out to Pentecostal. Amen.
Amen.
I'm waiting on that invite. But God bless you all. And one more thing, if I may, please continue to keep the missionary in prayers. She don't want us to worry. She just wants us to pray. And
Amen.
Me, never mind. God got her. God got her covered. Someday she'd be under the weather, but she still keep moving. I calls her at least once a week to touch bases with her. She sends her love to you, Mike, as you talk to her often, and anyone else that doesn't talk to her on the team. She also sends her love and care to y'all. But just pray for her. Don't worry. Pray for
Amen.
Her.
Thank you. God bless you.
I just want to say one more thing in case you guys didn't know, and I just want to end it. I'm going to throw it in right quickly. And if you have been following the news for our presidential candidates, Cornel West has announced his presidential campaign. If you want to find out more about that, it's on the NBC News app, or you just Google Cornel West announces his presidential campaign. And it will bring up all the information you need to know as to what Mr. The Honorable West is going to be doing and his plans and, you know, if you want to get involved in volunteering, things like that. So, in case
you know, and
away,
I hope,
running.
And Henrietta, I hope that they don't try to stop him or block him from going places and speaking. You know how they have these rules and all this stuff. I can see it now. I know they're going to be looking for a way to not allow him to be on a debate or something, because I can tell you right now, if he gets up there with even the Democrats, and you know
he's gonna out-talk all of them.
Yes, he is, and he's gonna run circles around them, and he's gonna say some stuff that's gonna upset people and upset the apple cart, and say I can't wait to hear him with other candidates around. And so, but you know, America, they're not going to, they don't, you know how hard it is now to be on stage at a debate on a network? They got so many rules that you have to have so much money. You have to have so many percentage points in the polling and other stuff that they haven't, you know, that that'll come up. Even if they did cover those two, there'll be some other things they'll say, oh, you disqualify, you can't be on this. And I want to hear him on a debate stage on national
TV. Oh my God,
TV.
I can't wait.
Okay, that's
what I'm
saying.
I can't wait.
And see,
so
and
also,
Henrietta.
Also, I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
Also, we have to mention Hill Harper is running for Debbie 7-0. We need to support
him. He formally announced?
He has formally announced.
Oh, okay. Well, it's on. See how? See, this is what upsets me. We hit some topics here with 2 minutes to go. I didn't know that he officially announced, and I had to make a comment about Cornel West, and now we got to go off the air. You know, because I only set it up for an hour today. But you know what? This makes for.
And let me mention this.
Wait,
Michael. Let me say this. Hill Harper. I don't know how many people knew this. I just learned this. Hugh Harper is a Harvard law grad. He's not just an actor. So for people, you know, say, oh, he's an actor. No, he's an attorney or a lawyer. He's an actor. He's a business owner. He owns a
and
local
coffee money.
Shop in downtown Detroit.
And he's got money.
And
that's
he is running for that seat. That's
Look,
right.
It was fun, you guys. This was great. I really enjoyed the show this morning again. God bless you. Make it a great show. I'm headed to church right now with Mrs. Van Tool. We're headed out. God bless you. Have a great Sunday today.
Thank you.
And thanks.
Likewise.
Great Sunday. Don't forget my ticket.
Okay,
don't forget my ticket. Hello, Miss Ventura.
You've been listening to the Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert, today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening.
Hold your head.